Is anybody, presumably, Miss Dudley, you're so far advanced with your own scheme that you would wish everybody else to conform to you, would you?
I am as advanced as I can be independently, but how long it is going to take me to advance further, is going to depend on whether I can persuade the Board of Management to accept the report. I'm fairly open-minded about what we do with the 20th Century Records. I just want to do something systematic with them. I see no reason why, if it is decided that the scheme that can be loosely applied to all the establishments can be drawn up, why the RGO shouldn't use it as well. I mean, our historical problems are ours uniquely anyway, and we're just going to have to deal with
them. Probably be useful for you to discuss with Mr. MacDonald.
I think Angus MacDonald is going to be the only one who can play out the same kind of...
You have
regarding 20th century, I think our problems...
Yeah.
Your problems.
Yeah. You have a form, system of forms, do you, for like the Harwell people do?
No, we have absolutely nothing.
Well, they have some duplicated sheets where you describe the material and tear one off for each reviewer.
So we went over there.
You know about it. I mean, do you think this is a good idea?
Well, it's a system I've been used to using.
Should we introduce something of that kind? I mean...
Well, say, I think this is starting at the wrong end. I think before you can decide how people are going to deposit what they've got, you've got to find out what they've got.
Well, that's very difficult, of course.
Yes, it is, but I mean, I've started it at the RGO, visited and had a look at people's piles. And I have a rough idea of the kind of thing that they're likely to want to deposit. But I mean, yes, obviously, you've got to have a systematic deposit procedure. You've got to itemise what's being deposited. You've got to be sure that the person who's depositing it knows what it is. And is willing to say how long it is that it needs to be kept, or how long it is before he needs to look at it again.
Yeah, this is the point that I wanted to make. You see, this question of who decides. Now, really, it's much easier from our point of view for the depositor
to sort his own work. In the first instance, it's his responsibility. Before anything is deposited, the depositor must have gone through it and must have made an active decision that either this stuff should be deposited and reviewed after 5 years or 3 years or 2 years or whatever, or it doesn't need depositing at all. And he should also list it. It's up to the depositor to do the initial listing. Indexing only takes place when it's been decided that the material is historically interesting.
Yeah.
And, this is the intellectual effort, whereas the straight listing is something that a depositor can do, because it's really only a finding.
But of course, if we have a well-designed form with all the appropriate questions listed, this will be a very good aid to the person who is deciding whether his material is suitable for archive. And it can be a tremendous help to the indexer.
Of course, you've got to make sure that it is presented to him in 2, 3, or 5 years' time to review.
Well, I mean, just look at it from the input, the raw material at the first deposit. Then, I mean, a well-designed form can help him decide whether it ought to be destroyed or whether it ought to be deposited. And, he will be able, in that case, to decide whether it ought to be looked at again in 2 years or 5 years. But you don't think that a form would provide this guidance?
Oh, no. I think the form, any form should be as simple as possible. But I think more detailed guidance has got to be presented to them in the form of paper or
something like Margaret Graham's. We've got these extremely extensive papers from her.
We had a series of archival deposit notes.
People aren't going to read, you see, a lot.
No, well, as I say, like forms, notes, the guidance should be simple. But once you get the basic principle accepted, I think the first thing people would say, okay, well, right, fine, I'll do that for you, but haven't you better tell me the kind of things that I'm supposed to be looking for? So, yes, read this.
Yeah. You see, the trouble is we're going to have to be dealing with division head and senior management here, and they're not going to want to bother about going through archive and philosophy and the like.
I don't
really have to tell them why.
No, no, no.
we want you to keep this, this, that and the other.
I mean, for we're example, really interested in we know for a start that Sir John Lawson and Leo Hobbits will both help. And I think you will find that they are both prepared to put effort into it.
They are actually, I think, slightly exceptional, Elizabeth.
I think they're exceptional, but I don't think they're unique. And obviously, you just have to persuade the others that they must give you just a little of their time. Mm-hmm. If you just keep on about it, eventually, just to stop you nagging the problem. You
know? Also, I did find at the RGO, as I found at GCHQ, that if you approach it from the point of view of look after all these papers for you, we can relieve you of all this pressure and we can give them back to you when you need them.
That's right,
exactly.
then people are really quite happy. In fact, the day after I visited somebody, he came and deposited the most enormous great pile of files outside my office door and said, here you are, you know, get on with it.
But you see, at the moment, for example, Joyce Wells and Di Byfield are microfilming all Dr. Stafford's and Dr. Valentine's papers, simply because they then, if they actually have to put them into what exists at the moment as an archive, laughingly termed, you have to get accommodation section to provide you with a man to get in behind the wood panelling in the coffee lounge and sort through all the store file boxes to actually get you the file out. And it can take well over a week. Now, I mean, sorry, nobody is going to dump anything in an archive under those circumstances. If, however, they can pick up a phone and phone and the library, say, for example, can I have file XYZ? Yeah. And then they will. And they'll probably cooperate then. Once they've done it once, and they reckon it's to their advantage.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, what Janet was saying about this thing, and if you want long-term stories, and you must have a TV system, so to do it, hey, very good system.
We had a very simple computer system, which every month threw up a list of all the stuff that was due to review that month, and we just bunged it off to people else and said,
as you know, I'm hoping to use our library cataloging systems on these, and I think it should work very well. That's right, and we know the system works. We've had two years with it, 2.5 years with it. But I don't see it, but it's going to come fast.
Well, quite honestly, initially, library is not the 20th century records. I mean, I want to get them sorted out, but at the moment, my most pressing problem is
the conservation on the years.
So, you know, this is another reason for saying that I would be quite happy to go along with anything that's decided jointly. Because I have got quite enough on my plate at the moment
Two levels.
Yes.
Two levels.
Well, do you think
we've
covered sufficient ground this morning, Elizabeth?